The last people left the men's shelter in Uptown Tuesday, so renovations could begin. The converted warehouse has been serving homeless people in Charlotte since 1985 and is in need of an upgrade. This coincides with the end of another seasonal housing program, so more homeless people are trying to find a place to go. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
There was space for 200 people at the men's shelter on North Tryon. Director Liz Clayson Kelly says people are being moved to two other locations while renovations are underway. Combined, they can accommodate the same number of people, 350. Clayson Kelly says she's still working out the logistics of housing everyone and acknowledged the Statesville Road location is more crowded. She understands this change can be upsetting for people staying in the shelter.
The basics of the shelter become a piece of stability in your life. We've uprooted that again. In the long run, we know it's best because the Tryon shelter just had to be renovated.
The roof, pipes, and air conditioning system are getting repaired. There will be sleeping pods, shower stalls, and windows. It'll cost $5.7 million, a combination of state and city money along with private donations. 51-year-old Stan Gilmore stayed at the North Tryon shelter. He doesn't want to go to the other location on Statesville Road, which is about 4 miles north of the Uptown location, so he'll be staying on the streets.
The weather's kind of warm, so I've just been hanging out.
So where are you actually sleeping now, on the street?
Yes, ma'am.
The shelter is expected to be closed through July. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.